He was born William Sidney Porter, but after leaving prison in 1901 for embezzlement of funds, he changed his name and is now renowned as a writer of surprise endings. Hello, this is Dave Arnold, and welcome to Focus on the Family Radio Theater. There's a good deal of debate as to whether he was actually guilty of the charges. Nevertheless, O. Henry decided that a clean slate was the best way for his writing career to evolve. His new name provided that opportunity. A prolific American short story writer, O. Henry published 10 collections and over 600 short stories during his lifetime. Obviously a lover of holiday fiction, his first published work was Whistling Dick's Christmas Stocking, which appeared in McClure's magazine. Subsequent Yuletide stories include A Chaparral Christmas Gift, Compliments of the Season, and An Unfinished Christmas Story, which he probably started several years before his death. But the stories featured herein are two that perhaps best encompass the spirit of the season and O. Henry's style. Join us now as Focus on the Family Radio Theater presents O. Henry's Christmas short stories, Christmas by Injunction and The Gift of the Magi.
Cherokee was a prospector and the civic father of a new mining town constructed mainly of canvas